You could say all that stuff to her face.
Yeah, I didn't.
All of that is constructive.
But, yeah.
Mostly. And you're not always constructive, so it's nice when you are. Welcome, please, in the blue corner, Mark Kenton!
And in the red corner, from the United States of America, the number one gill-faced woman.
What would be your play on music?
Thank you for asking that question. I don't know, actually. I have never come up with an actual... I have lots of ideas of them, but then it's... I don't have an actual... that's the one. What's yours?
I think The Stunning, Everything That Rises, has to fall.
There was a time... I was yours, you were mine. We're shining the light.
You're already on.
Of the
I'm
day.
Like already like halfway through the show by this point.
No puzzle, no. I just like the idea that it's everything that rises. You know, at my greatest moment, I'm just foretelling my downfall. I think that would be brilliant to just have that as my walk-on music always.
Yeah.
It's not gonna last long, folks.
This
here
is
I
it.
Am.
This is the best
this
of
is
it.
The pinnacle.
You're gonna love this bit. Yeah. Maybe Enya Sail Away. For
oh,
me.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. La, la, la. Really get you pumped for that fight.
Just with the nice sort of dun dun ch dun, you know.
There's a chap called Chemical Barry.
I know Chemical Barry.
Who is a DJ in
Doyle's
in Dublin, and he's a brilliant DJ. And he has his own podcast called Nil Pod. Take a listen, why don't you? Chemical Barry, I was indoors one time and he was mixing Enya Sail Away with Gonna Make You Sweat by...
That is my walk-on music.
That should be your walk-on music.
Because that actually, CNC Music Factory was one of the first CDs I ever owned. And I did a dance with my friends, choreographed dance to Gonna Make You Sweat.
Did they have any other songs?
They did. There was one other one that you would have heard of, but I can't remember it off the top of my head now. But I got CNC Music Factory and Paula Abdul and a Billy Joel CD for my 10th birthday.
Do you still listen to any of them?
Billy Joel I would listen to.
Which Billy Joel was like?
It was the one with We Didn't Start the Fire. Was the number one single off that one. This would have been, 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't put on Gonna Make You Sweat, but every time it comes on anywhere...
I have it.
The whole room goes mental. There's not anyone who doesn't like that song. You know, it's one of the ones like... 500 miles or like people are uncontrollable, like they can't, you can't not get a little bit excited.
You wonder what a 20-year-old thinks of that though. Do they know that song?
They probably hear it in remixes. They probably don't know the full original. And all the girls in biker shorts with Doc Martens and little like tube tops.
Yeah, describe them.
They're giant ghetto booties. And you know, that video. And I never have been a huge fan of music videos. Don't tell my Beyonce that. But that video was very similar to Paula Abdul's Opposites Attract video in that a lot of the bits were backlit. So it was like a white background with
cat.
The bits where there's not the cat.
Oh, right.
You know, where it's like white. You just see her in silhouette. And a lot of the Gonna Make You Sweat video was the woman, you know, who sings, "Everybody dance now," is in silhouette. In that, doing the Running Man as well. So, there was obviously a 1990-91 look.
Why would Connor be offended if he didn't like music videos?
He wouldn't be offended, he just might not marry me.
Oh.
No big deal.
Have you sat together for hours watching music videos and you're like, yes, I really enjoy
this
is great.
This is so meaningful. No, he's just a music video fan.
Have you seen Prodigy Smack My Bitch Up? Wait till you see this now.
Wait, hold on.
It's going to blow your mind.
No, he's just a big fan of me and just really loved them growing up. And he, I think, is worried about my musical education in general anyway. Which is not a necessarily unfair. I just like music. Yeah. I don't like specific.
You wouldn't be completely
ignorant.
Seek out. I would not think of you as the most ignorant person.
No, thank you for saying that. Full stop in anything. you're always hovering right above the bottom, but you're definitely not at the bottom.
Like, you know, Lauren McNaughton, she just, it's just, like, I was telling her a story.
Laura, you can come on next week and defend yourself, but anyway, go ahead.
You should get Rob Bannon and Laura in to defend themselves.
They get exactly 36 seconds, and that's it. Anyway, go on.
I was telling Laura a story about Goose did an improv show in that warehouse thing, the art collective thing. As I was going into the venue, this girl who I'd met at a party a couple of weeks before was coming out. And she was saying, oh, I've got to go and play a gig across town, but I was leaving my equipment here, so I'm going to be coming back here to play this gig later. And I said to her, Jesus, you're like the Phil Collins of this show. And she was like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm like. And I was like, that has given you points now for me not having to explain why you're the Phil Collins. Anyway, I told that to Laura. She was like, I don't know what that means.
Who's Phil Collins?
Phil Collins, he played...
I know, I get the reference, but that's good. Do you want to explain
it
to
the listeners? I'm not going to explain it to the listeners. Oh. You can look it up, listeners.
And if you can't, see ya.
Yeah.
I do, but like there, I actually... Yeah, I would say I'm middling. Because I like a lot of music, but I wouldn't necessarily know a lot about... Necessarily even the people I like listening to.
I mean...
You know what I mean?
You're also kind of ignorant about films. There's a large gaps in your... What the hell
huge,
did you do?
Huge. Huge gaps in my film knowledge.
Mm.
Which is surprising.
But your knowledge of Rummy Cub is excellent.
That and the 19...
Shuffleboard, you are amazing.
Yes, I was just going to say the 1932 rule book of Shuffleboard is locked in my... Yeah. And I actually can remember birthdays very well. So maybe all of my film knowledge... I don't know what I spent my time doing. We weren't really allowed to watch movies... in the summertime or growing up. Like, we didn't... Mm. And certainly, I wouldn't have been allowed to watch movies. Like, the ones that I'm missing out of my filmography are, like, 60s and 70s boy movies or, like...
Yeah.
Hardcore movies.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't want to see them. It's just that I, up until, you know, being at an all-girls boarding school and then college, and it just didn't lend itself to... Apocalypse Now and...
Really?
What are some of the other ones? Good Morning Vietnam. All the Vietnam movies, basically. Yeah. Pretty much, except Forrest Gump. Basically, all the Vietnam movies. All of the Mafia movies.
Yeah.
Chinatown, Taxi.
Yeah.
Classics. Midnight
Have
Cowboy.
Have you seen those since, though?
The ones A lot listed. Of them.
Yeah.
Not Chinatown, not Taxi. I'm just thinking now what's on the top of the list of things to watch. But, like, I have seen The Graduate.
Taxi.
And Connor hasn't seen The Graduate. So,
Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
You haven't seen The Graduate. Connor hasn't seen The Graduate.
No, he hasn't. I have.
Oh.
So there are a few where I am like, what?
Mm.
But I've also seen pretty much every Disney movie ever made. So I feel like that counts for something.
There's a friend of a friend of mine. I haven't met this girl, but it, like, Hoops talks about this girl who just, like, you couldn't put on anything. Like, if everyone was like, let's watch a DVD... You couldn't put on anything PG. Like, that would be too much for her. Like, it has to be you. It has to be Universal. She cannot handle
anything. Or for our American listeners, rated G for general audiences.
Yeah, just if this is geared for five-year-olds, she's five. I mean, that's just maybe it explains why.
So, my godmother's kind of the same. She doesn't really like going to the cinema. She doesn't really like wasting her time watching anything with violence or bad language or... characters she doesn't like.
Yeah.
Mean characters. Mm. Also, it's funny. Like, I love...
Is that like anti-heroes? Or, like, could she enjoy Star Wars where there is a good characters against mean characters?
I don't think she really likes Star Wars either.
No. But say any kind of film where there is an antagonist, but no.
No, I just think it's just
people
not...
people getting along.
She just doesn't get it. She just doesn't get... She also doesn't really watch a lot of TV. You know, that's not her. It's funny because I was even, like, in college, you do waste a lot of time sitting around trying to figure out what to do besides your college work or,
yeah,
you know, hang out with friends. And it's actually surprising. I mean, I did in college watch things that I hadn't seen before, like The Shining and Silence of the Lambs. I don't know why they were all scary movies. And then like a lot of 80s films I hadn't seen, like 16 Candles and...
Mm. That's scary. Fuck.
That is fucking terrifying.
When they get to the 15th candle, you're like, no!
No!
I enjoyed watching Some Like It Hot the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's historically good, do you know?
Yeah.
But if that was brought out today, like, I had this argument, like, no, that is, with a guy who was saying, no, that is a classic and that is superb. But if that was brought out today... That would sink.
It would still be funny, though.
I think it would get 2 stars.
I think it would still be
pretty
funny.
There's not a lot of chuckles. It's like, you're like, I can't believe they're making that those jokes for that time. That's actually relatively funny for that time. But if that came out today with Adam Sandler...
Adam Sandler's not funny, though.
Like, there's no jokes in it for, like, the first 20 minutes or something. Then eventually they become women. And
well, it's pretty intense, the first bit. Like, the stakes are high.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's films that we've seen.
That's films and television. That's the film and television roundup.
That was the app. That's the roundup. That's the roundup.
Round it up.
What have you been up to today?
Last day of March. My tulips are coming up. My tulips opened. Yay! That sounded so dirty. If we weren't talking about flowers.
Deflowering, yeah. yeah, your tulips have opened. For the first time in spring.
Yep. They were hibernating all winter.
I'm sure Connor is delighted.
Well, we're not married yet, so...
Yes.
He wouldn't know anything about it.
No, he does not know. He does not know.
I'll let you know when we have a date, and then he might find out.
Yeah. So our word today...
Satan.
Satan.
S-A-T-A-N.
Yep, not Saturn.
Yeah. You could almost pronounce your name Santan. And you could be almost...
Yeah. Satan.
Satan. Satan. Yeah, interesting. That really was a random word generator. You're just feeling very angry.
Yeah.
And you want to get into a religious dispute.
That's what came up. Mm. Yeah, you know, I thought, well, let's, you know, we don't need to discuss... I mean, we can discuss the existence or not of Satan, but I feel like we're not going to illuminate anybody's particular... opinion on that.
No.
If they already think that he exists, then I don't think we'll change their mind.
Or she.
Vice versa. I was going to say the same thing. I was thinking about that. It's not often. Like, people are like, God, could be a woman. Why do we always say... Nobody ever often says, apart from you, just now.
And that was the first time I ever thought that.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest.
Thinking about Satan.
Yeah. As a female.
She...
Yeah, well, I kind of like, so...
You'd think that, like, the patriarchal religions...
Yeah.
...that they would have painted her as a woman, evil, temptress,
instead
Satan.
Of just a snake. And even the snake in the Garden of Eden is referred to as a he.
The serpent, in fact. Never says it's a snake. She's a snake. But it's instantly, like, it's all Eve's fault. So why didn't they say the serpent was a... I guess I didn't really know much about sexes back then.
No. I wonder, though, because I was thinking, again, and I know that we're not going to make this necessarily a religious or philosophical discussion.
We can.
And I agree with that. But what I was going to say was, it's a real Western notion about, you know, the good versus evil being separate in our deities and gods. And our God is all-knowing, all-good. And Satan, it takes all the flack for being the baddie.
Yeah, I mean... It depends on what you view as good.
Well, this is it. I mean, I don't necessarily that I subscribe to this.
You're tempting me now to get into some Bible
bashing. I know, I'm pulling it out. But what I was going
to
say
is... Satan temptation. Yeah. Like, well,
skimming across...
The God is pretty evil if you look at the Bible.
Yeah, he's an angry motherfucker.
He's
so,
murdered
like,
a lot of people.
And he obviously didn't get along with this angel who became Satan. Like, I think they just had a bad disagreement and then God was the one who wrote the book. So it was all like, this guy sucks.
History's written by the...
Victors.
Victor. Yeah, I actually saw a thing over the weekend, Opera Briefs.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a series of very short operas, 20 One was 20 minutes, then 8 minutes, then 20 minutes. The first one was an old one, and it was about Jephthah going to kill the Ammonites. Jephthah, like, I left and said to people afterwards, is the point of, like, is the message of that first opera about just, like, how fucking crazy the Bible is? So Jephthah goes...
And this
to
is
kill
a real Bible. This is a real Bible story.
This is a real Bible. Okay. I think so.
Okay.
I don't think it was made up.
Jephthah doesn't
opera.
Sound like a Bible name to me, but I totally believe.
Also,
you.
Wasn't pronounced, so I'm just imagining G A J E P H T E, Jephthah, Jephthah, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Jephthah, I think. Jephthah rings a bell.
Jephthah.
But anyway, Jephthah. He goes to kill the Ammonites, and he says, "God, if you allow me to slaughter the Ammonites from head to foot." Then I will promise to you, when I go home, I'll kill the first person I see.
Just because...
This is the Bible
for, like,
story.
Dessert? Is that the cherry on,
like,
top?
As a sacrifice, I'm going to kill the first person I see. God, I know you love killing, so if you let me kill all these guys, then I'll kill someone else just as a bonus.
Yep.
And what do you know? The first person Jephthah sees when he gets home is his daughter.
Yeah.
So he says... Daughter, listen, I've got to kill you. I said to God, I will kill the first person I see. I fucking am a mentalist. I'm just that crazy. So you're going to have to die. And in thanks for that, I'm going to kill the second person I see. No, that doesn't actually happen. But yeah.
And so he does. He does.
Yeah, his daughter then. Infanticide. I mean, we didn't see the death scene, I don't think.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You want to really see.
Yeah, if you're going to. Go to an opera, you want to see some people die.
No, we saw the daughter go to the wilderness and cry about the fact that she was a virgin and that she was going to die a virgin. And then
she did.
And she did, yeah.
It's a bummer. And God.
Yeah.
Well,
God!
You angry bastard! What I was going to say is that in Eastern religions, but also in, like, the Greek tradition and the Roman tradition before Christianity... When there were loads of gods, but in Hinduism as well, the gods themselves are both good and evil within themselves.
Mm.
So even Hades, who is the god of the underworld, is not necessarily an evil person. Zeus is as evil as, you know, the idea that they are like humans having good and evil inside them.
Well, even just less than good and evil, just having emotions and having rage and lust and greed and...
Yeah.
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All of the seven deadly ones.
Mm-hmm.
Sloth, even.
Sloth, even. Not a lot of gods done for sloth. And then Zeus didn't bother to get his fucking act together. That's how the universe was created.
Stayed in bed.
He didn't bother to wipe up the stars.
The little fucker. So I think there's that aspect about anything I prefer. That's why I've always liked the Greek gods a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And why I think Hinduism is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Because just saying that there's one person who's evil, and also, Satan's fascinating.
Well, is there one Satan? It always gets a bit confusing who is what now. There's Satan, there's devils, you know, demons.
Demons.
Or maybe one devil, demons.
But the devil is Satan, right? I mean, is that the same?
The devil is Satan.
Entity?
I looked it up a bit. Yeah, devil comes from various, like, goes back through Germanic languages to diabolical, basically.
Okay.
Which meant something, and I've forgotten what that means in Greek. Liar or something.
But it all stands for the darker parts of our personality.
It was, it comes from the Greek word for, this will have to be cut out later. Thinking time. For, like, casting aspersions.
Mm-hmm.
Or libel.
Libel.
Mm.
Okay.
So that's what the word devil comes from. A libelous person.
Interesting.
I guess. Beelzebub.
Beelzebub, which is such a great name.
Mm. Meaning Lord of Flies.
Yeah.
Have you ever read The Lord of the Flies?
Yes. Fascinating.
Yes. I read it in school.
Yeah, I read it in school and then I read it again, actually, one summer. It was the only thing in this little lake house. And it was...
That was the one book.
Yeah. No, there were other things as well, but that was the short one and one that I thought, what do what this is like. And I was in college, and it's still really good and scary. It's scarier the older you get, I think.
Yeah. Imagine these terrifying kids.
Because when you're a kid, you could totally see playing. And, like, I think a lot of the actual, like, death stuff went over my head. Like, I think I really didn't get that they were all killing each other. I mean, I did when we talked about it. But actually, when you're reading it again, it's like, whoa, that is...
Yeah.
Really intense. And great. And I always think that kids are the scariest things. Like, I think books or, like, you know, Children of the Corn. Like, when there are little kids around, like, packs of children, it's terrifying.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Have you ever had need to use a conch? Like, the symbolic, I've got the conch? Meaning that you're the one who can speak and no one else can speak.
Yeah, we had one of those. Like, we used to have, like, dorm meetings when I was in boarding school and stuff, or, like, cabin meetings at camp, you know, that kind of bullshit. Ooh, sorry. When you have to, take your turn.
Yeah.
Everyone gets emotional about something, and so everyone has to just, when you're holding that, you can speak.
What did you have, though?
I can't remember. It's like a tea. It wasn't something. It wasn't.
It's like in... in when, like, you're at a Q&A for something, there's always going to be one person who wants to just talk themselves in the audience.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
I have one question, and it leads from my experience
in... I just
wanted
to say that this film meant so much to me because of the experience that I went through when I blah, 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 blah.
Get a therapist! Got to edit that stuff out.
Yeah.
But that's Satan taking hold.
That is Satan. Actually, Satan's the one who's pushing your arm up to go for another question.
Yeah, I want to share my experience. That is Satan.
I never ask questions or make comments.
I did once. I don't know how I got so brave. Because technically I'm not brave enough, I don't think, to do that, especially in front of a lot of people. But I went to the Brooklyn Academy of Music, BAM, in Brooklyn, to see Fiona Shaw do Happy Days. And
the sitcom she was playing the Fonz.
And afterwards there was a Q&A with Deborah Warner and Fiona Shaw, and they were talking about working on the play and Beckett and all of that, and I really love Beckett and I think Fiona Shaw is great, and I thought she was great in this. And so I asked a question, which couldn't believe. I was sitting in the front row, so I think if I'd been sitting farther back and saw that there were about 500 people, I probably would not have asked the question. But because I was sitting directly in front of her with my feet on the set, I felt like
she was holding your
This is a one-on-one.
Feet.
And she was great. And then I saw her.
What was your question?
My question was, she was talking a lot about the lack of physicality in Happy Days.
Was it, why did you shut the fuck
so
up?
So my experience is basically when I was buried up to my neck in sand. I asked her if she was talking a lot about physicality. So I asked her if she would approach roles going forward with this knowledge of lack of physicality, and would that influence how she works moving on, not having her body? Because she said it was such an important thing to not, and to be able to just use your voice and your face. And so I asked her, would that be something going forward? And she gave a really roundabout question and basically said, yeah, maybe. I think was the...
Yeah, sure, kid.
Yeah, whatever, kid. But then I saw her do a question and answer session after John Gabriel Borkman at the Abbey 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago now, and with Alan Rickman and Lindsay Duncan. And they had not been getting good reviews, and it wasn't a particularly great production. I heard it got better once they got a new director.
Ooh.
But Fiona Shaw was late. She was doing a photo shoot somewhere, and she came on stage, and someone asked a question about something about the humor in the piece, or the audiences were finding it quite funny, because it's all about a bank manager who, you know, screws the town, effectively. And his wife and his lover. And so it was, you know, 4 years ago, pretty relevant to what was happening in Ireland. And they were playing it like there was no humor, like there was no connection to anything. And Fiona Shaw got really angry and said things about, like, she's like, well, every nation has certain audiences. you know, and she goes, and Irish audiences maybe aren't as sophisticated, but they just want to find everything funny. And they laugh at everything. Everything that makes them uncomfortable, they laugh at. And it's like, but it's amusing. Like, and there are connections. Surely that's why you chose to do this play.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought she was very wrong.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything. I didn't speak up and say, I spoke to you last year at BAM, and I would just like to say.
It's very weird to give out to an audience.
Yeah, she was giving out about us not taking it the right way.
Yeah.
Not getting it.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. It must be under a lot of strain. What do you say? What would you say in the States instead of giving out?
I think yelling at.
Right.
Chiding. We don't ever say chiding.
Yeah.
Who says chiding?
It's weird. I just don't know what to say when you leave Ireland. It's like giving out.
And giving out is such a great term, actually.
Telling off.
I love giving out. Giving out loads.
yeah.
What?
And that you can give out about the weather.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the English, I guess, is like.
What is.
Telling off.
God, what do we say? She was yelling at me.
Was reprimanding us, the audience. It's like, it doesn't, can't but bullying, sound like
no,
a twat.
It doesn't. Yeah, there isn't actually the same kind of, we don't have that word. Because in America, we all get along.
Yeah.
I guess it is yelling. Like, you'd say, like, mom's yelling at me. Mom was yelling at me. Mom
Even
was
if,
mad at me.
Yeah, maybe mom's mad at me.
I'm just trying to think of it in that kind of situation, because that's.
Satan was giving out
I was
to
having
me.
An argument with my lover. Satan was giving out to me, being like, I don't want your soul.
What the hell are you doing? Get your fucking act together.
Start behaving yourself.
This is one of my questions. Is what is Satan's goal? Like, the character, fictional or real,
he wants to bring people away from heaven, right? He wants to bring out the
souls.
Worst in people. He wants souls.
He wants souls. He wants to take your soul to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Do you know?
Because he likes to play with people. He needs more people for his
He's
football
a trickster?
Team. He is.
Is he a trickster?
Yes, and he is deceitful.
Yes.
And he can take many forms.
He's just fucking with people?
He's fucking with people.
Is that it?
But he wants souls. He wants to keep them out of the kingdom of heaven, basically. He wants more souls than God. He wants to prove that that humans are innately evil and not innately good.
So he tricks a fool into selling a soul to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person dies and they go up to heaven and God says, no, you're not coming in here. The contract says... And then the devil says, I gotcha.
But then that person is like, yeah, but I was able to, like, play guitar better than anyone else and sing my heart out and was really
See,
famous and had
deal.
An amazing life. Yeah. I don't know. Always hell seems more attractive. Doesn't it?
Does it?
You just know that the best people are going to be there.
Well, yeah. Who is going to be there? Hitler and Stalin and Mao.
Besides them.
Okay.
I think there's a special.
Some good ones.
Yeah. I don't know.
But,
I think there.
But is it like chaos
because
on
the,
Earth?
The
or?
Problem is that there's like real evil, like Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing it all in the name of God. Mm. Like he believed that he was being really, really good. And helping humanity move forward in a more productive way, which
is crazy. Yeah.
George W. Bush. Like, that's the evil you really have to worry about.
People
it, is people
think
who think they have
evil. Everyone, from their own perspectives, thinks, even just an argument you've had with somebody.
But what you've obviously done things where you're like, that was really mean of me. That was really.
Yeah, I guess.
And
so.
Like, you set out to do an evil thing.
It was.
Mostly mine involved my siblings.
Greedy or yeah, mean, I guess.
Yeah.
That like you were just thinking about yourself and decided to just think about yourself.
Or, like, I used to love to hurt my little brother so that I could, like, then comfort him.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd pinch him really hard or something, and then I'd be like, oh.
There's a name for that syndrome, isn't there?
Yeah, needing attention. Wanting some love.
Yeah.
And no, I've did some pretty naughty things, but yeah. I knew they were bad. And I knew they were bad when I was doing them. Whereas like people like Hitler, I don't think know they're bad. And yeah. like George W. Bush with the whole torture thing, yeah. he doesn't know that he's bad.
I'm so fucking bad,
yeah?
Oh, God, yeah, I just can't stop myself.
But that's, I think that's when you get true evil, is the people who are doing something in the name of God that is going to be better for humanity and actually...
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily even in the name of God, just in the name of good.
But mostly it is in the name of God as well. Like, usually they do invoke
yeah,
a Christian God.
Can be. There's certainly, there's a lot of allegations against Hitler and Stalin that they were atheists.
Mm.
I think there's no evidence to support that for Hitler. Stalin banned religion from, you know, the communists banned religion from thing. Yeah.
Mm.
But certain, yeah, there is evil done in the name of God.
And he allows that to happen, obviously.
Yeah,
or is that Satan at work?
Mm-hmm. 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 What's his name just died? Reverend...
Oh, yeah.
Pastor Bill Chicken Buggers.
Was his nickname. That's what his wife called him.
Pastor Chicken... Bill Chicken Buggers. Yeah. What... here's a question for you.
Okay.
I was thinking of the devil being an antagonist.
Not a math question, is it?
Satan being an antagonist. If you had a right-angle triangle, such that...
My head is going to explode. Before we get to the question, listeners, I just have to say that we did do this warm-up once where we had to be doing something physical, answering personal questions, and also answering maths questions. And Mark Canton was asking me the math questions, and they weren't.
Like, no, it's just simple
find
addition
a square
and subtraction.
Root of... Yeah, mostly. Occasionally a multiplication table.
Yeah.
Sometimes divided by.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a word problem thrown in there, but nothing more than addition or subtraction within the word problem. And at the end of it, Mark just said, wow, you really are bad at math.
Did I say that?
And it's fact. Anyway, go on.
Well, maybe I'm the answer to this question then. Have you ever had an antagonist? Like, have you ever had... Someone's like, oh, Newman.
Yeah, like an almost like a nemesis.
Yeah, a nemesis. Like a devil in your life that even one that didn't mean you any harm or something. Sometimes there's unwitting antagonists.
Yeah, so really ones who just want to be your friend and you can be nothing but mean to them no matter what happens.
They just like get on your nerves.
Yeah, yes, a few. Yeah.
That, like, even people just entirely not in your life. Like, there's a guy I used to work...
I'm glad Moira's not here for this question, because that would be the end of the podcast.
That would be the end of it. Everyone, I start out with them as my antagonists, and then... like, there was a guy... I don't know if I said this before in the podcast, but there was a guy in... I used to write in the library in Trinity, and there was a guy who was Mr. Action, who would sit down and... He would put his hair into a ponytail and then just make just big gestures of like, right, let's get down to business. Here we go. Okay. And you're just in the corner of your eye.
Uh-oh.
I quit. I'm leaving the family behind.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Moira's calling into the podcast. Why is it? Because you heard what we just said? We said that it's a good thing you're not here to answer this question because it would be a 3-hour long podcast.
I just asked, who have you ever had an antagonist? And so we decided that you probably have a lot of antagonists and
in
that
your
everybody
life.
Starts as your antagonist and then is downgraded slowly as you get to like them.
That's amazing. I have to go to the movies. I love you all. I miss you.
Okay.
We miss you too.
Good luck with
Bye.
That,
See, she couldn't even answer. Actually, listeners, we just cut the last 3 hours of Moira's answer.
Oh my God, it's getting so late. Jesus.
I haven't eaten in 5 hours. So I need to get going. Mr. Action Man, yeah.
Just like people that annoy you out of the corner of your eye that you don't even know.
Yeah, I find that happens a lot to me.
Also in the library is people spinning a pen on their finger.
Mm.
I'd have to move. I'd have to get up, walk somewhere else so they weren't in my field of vision.
This noise is a noise that you often hear in libraries, but also has happened to me when Connor will come home from a run, and I'm pretty sure I do the same thing. I just have not had the mindfulness and awareness to do to check in with that. But if especially if it's cold outside, come in and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, blow your fucking nose!
Well, I am in the opposite camp. My antagonists are the blow-the-nose people. Like, it is a horrific noise.
But you should excuse yourself.
You can go outside. Okay, those people are decent. But, like, there are people, yeah, who
with
just
all the snot.
Sit there like...
But like a loud like, isn't bad. It's the when you actually hear
gurgle.
The snot falling out of their face.
Flying out of their nose at 100 miles an hour. Just imagining
the germs escaping.
The germs, just the disgustingness of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. There was
snot
there,
flying into that rag which you're going to put back in your pocket.
Oh. Yeah, I think there are antagonistic moments, but there are definitely people who have been in my life who really like me and think that I'm really great
yeah.
and just I have absolutely no like they're not bad people they're
yeah.
not but they are aggressively annoying like
like you don't have to name any names but
like, I don't think this person listens and I don't think that she but she just a girl growing up with us who would basically copy pretty much everything I did and she didn't have a huge amount of personality herself. And so she never did anything mean, but she never, she just couldn't leave me alone.
Yeah. Like,
but I had no reason to not like, you know, I had no reason
there's
to actively
nothing.
Dislike her. Because, you know, and that happens, that happened in, yeah, it's happened a few times anyway.
There's
or like
girl.
At a party, you know, like when you're at a party
yeah.
and someone just sort of is like, yeah, that's a fun conversation. You like, you go off to talk to someone else, like you turn around, and they're there again. And it's like, oh, have you met so-and-so? I was like, you can't get rid of this person.
And then just like feeling like, am I that person?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, I have no one to talk to. I'm just going to go and talk to that person, that one person I know again. I hope they don't hate me by now at a party.
I know. It's a fine line, isn't it? And trying to figure out if there was one, the only time I've been actively shunted off at a cocktail party was when I was at this like fundraiser cocktail party for my college. So it was a lot of like rich, preppy, annoying adults in their 60s. And one of them was giving an introduction talk about a woman who had gone to the college who was my grandfather's agent for his entire career. And so I went up afterwards and said, oh, I've met Esther before and my grandfather's Brendan Gill and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going into my sophomore year at college, blah, blah, blah. Just kind of thinking like that's a nice, you know, like, and it was, he was hosting the party. So I said, thank you so much and blah, blah, blah. And he said, that's lovely. Have you met my daughter? Like immediately shuffled me off to his daughter who was about, you know, probably 5 or 6 years older than I am.
Oh, right. He was just getting rid
of
you.
He was just like, yeah, like
oh,
I have more interesting, important people to talk to. Clearly, you're not going to give over €1,000 to this school, so you can fuck off.
Yeah. I had an entirely unsimilar situation, but you just reminded me of it. I was at a wedding, and there was a thing at the wedding where we kind of swapped tables halfway through the meal, so then I was sitting beside somebody completely new. We were all at very small tables. It was a fun idea,
yeah.
And you under your mat was like, where are you going to sit now?
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It was fun. But so then I ended up talking to the bride's aunt or something like that.
Sexy.
Who was, yes, a slightly older, quite an older lady. Was she?
Just how you like them.
The meal was already quite underway, so that's why I was saying that. It was halfway through the meal, so she was quite drunk.
Yeah.
And the guy said, would you like dessert? I said, I've already found it.
High fives. High fives all around.
Hit the bricks, pal. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're blowing it. Go, go, go. So anyway, she just, yeah, so she was, I was talking to her, she was very nice, and she was just saying, you're a lovely man, you're a lovely man, I should introduce you to my daughter, I'm always trying to find a nice man for my daughter. I was just like, oh no, who is this daughter going to be? And then at one point, yeah, she disappeared. Oh my God, who the fuck is this daughter going to be? She came back with the best looking woman at the wedding. hello. Yeah.
Then you scored them both.
Then I scored them both. Mother-daughter combo. Oh, yeah.
No, but how did it work out?
And you know, it didn't really go anywhere. There was a whole thing. There was a nemesis for me.
Okay.
That night.
Hear it. Cock blocker.
Yeah, so I ended up chatting to this girl. She was very nice. And then we were dancing at
one
point.
And you had the mother's blessing.
I had this thing now. I had this joke, of like, the dancing started.
I would have scored your mom, actually, you're cuter.
The dancing started, and I said to her, listen, it would make your mom's night if she saw us dancing together, so let's dance the two of us. Blah, 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 on and on. But then my nemesis, who is one of those guys, I think, who's like a sociopath, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who, earlier in the evening, was talking about, like, yeah, the secret to women is just persistence. Just one of those guys. Yeah. Anyway,
just keep going.
He was then dancing with her at one point. And this is the first time I've met him, but he was a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, after they finished dancing, I was like, man, listen, I know you don't know me, like, but I was doing well there.
Did you say that?
I did. I was like, would you mind? He was like, oh, listen, don't worry about it. I'm sorry. I didn't even know. Just totally. And then he was like, I will step down. Don't worry about it. By step down, he meant, every time you look around, I'm going to be with her. Yep.
You shouldn't have said anything, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should have just...
I don't know if I was going to make any kind of moves.
Did
anyway.
Did he get in there?
No, I don't think so. It wasn't even... Yeah, it was just... No, because he left. We were going back to the same hotel.
You guys are going back to the same home.
Yeah.
Nice. If you can't beat them, fuck them.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Basically.
Yeah. We're going to have to wrap this up soon because Gareth has to gizzo.
Oh! Yeah. Well, let's leave it there. On that...
Happy note.
No, it's... greatest temptation.
My greatest temptation?
Yeah, Satan's...
Food? Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose
gluttony would be my...
Chocolate. Or... distractions like making music instead of writing what I'm supposed
that's
to be writing.
A still a creative outlet
looking
and at, I think that's still a good
looking
thing.
Looking at bullshit on the internet. Looking at Wikipedia. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, okay.
The hours I've spent
just wasting time.
Information about the Joshua Tree. I already know about the Joshua Tree album, okay? I don't need to know any more about it. Stop this.
Unless you're going on to correct the dickheads who write the wrong kind of thing. Oh, okay.
I am not. I'm just like, that's an interesting song by Kate Bush. I should really look it up and see what the history of that is.
Let me see when she wrote that. And what was she wearing when she wrote that?
What is that quote
from? Are you going to see Kate Bush?
It's coming. I wish I was.
Ruth Smith is.
Fucker. Well, she lives in London.
No, she doesn't anymore. She lives in Galway.
Oh, Ruth Smith. Sorry, I thought you were saying Ruth McCarthy.
No.
Ruth Smith is...
She's flying over.
I've got to get it in with Ruth Smith pretty fast. Get that extra ticket.
Exactly. And I'm going to go eat
Ruth,
some food.
If you're listening.
Get ready.
I'm up for it.
Can't just
whatever.
For
I'll
you.
Do it. Just to go and see Kate Bush with you. It'll be a beautiful time.
It would be.
All right, podcast pod pickers.
Pod pickers. Casting our pods.
Yeah. We'll give out to you later.
We love you.
Fuck off.